Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
And welcome. Welcome to the American Allegiance program, radio show, part of the Patriot Nation Radio program network. This is Kevin White, your capable host, and I want to say hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Remember, and if you want to call in, the number is 347-637-3942. Call in number 347-637-3942. Well, tonight we're going to have a special guest, a mentor and hero to a lot of us conservatives, and his name is Doc Drake. A lot of you already know who he is. But I was fortunate enough to get him on this program tonight on such short notice. So if you want to talk to him, give him a call at 347-637-3942. And let's invite Doc to the show now. Doc Drake, welcome to the American Legion show.
Kevin White, it is such an honor, man. First of all, I want to thank you for being not only a patriot, but I think you served in the Air Force for 30 years.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
Perfect.
Thank you for
your
service.
You are so welcome. And you know what? I would do it again. Yes, sir.
Wow. Wow. Would you do it in this climate, in this crazy climate? Would you do it under Joe?
You know, we had to do it under Obama. So we had to. I mean, your oath is to the office, not the person. Never to the person. You never serve the person. You always serve the office of the president.
See, that's pure wisdom right there. You know, I want to thank you, man. I'm telling you, it's people like you who are still standing the line, because right now you can't get the truth on a lot of places. But this right here is what we call First Amendment. You know, you're speaking your First Amendment, and I love people like you who are holding the line, because when the line breaks, it's all over. And also, they're creating a conservative TV network, and one of the shows that will be on the show will be our show, because we will be combating the View, The Real, and CNN. The show is called The Now, and I'll be one of the hosts. So guys, we're gonna have some fun unraveling you know, the truth. You know, they call it The View. We're gonna give them The Real View.
Wow.
And you know how they say CNN, I call it Controlling Negro Network.
Oh, man. That says a lot right there.
Well, let me break down some things that, Kevin, some things that I've been connecting the dots on. And this may sound crazy, but one of the things that I've been connecting the dots on is, and it may sound like she has nothing to do with the picture, but Hillary Clinton, when she was running for office, she was running against Obama. And she was running what they call Hillary Care, mandated health care. I'm going to show you how this is going to tie into what's going on now. Obama ran against Hillary. You remember when Obama ran against mandated health care? But when they start calling it Obama mandated health care, he championed it. So most people don't remember that. But I'm going to show you how that ties into now, because right now these are manufactured. They're spiking the food up. I've been saying it for 3 months. Prepare for a war, and it's going to be a food war. I've been saying it for 3 months. And check my Facebook timeline. But here's the deal. One of the reasons you spike the food up so high is that mandated health care is going to come back into play. Because if they control your food and they control your health care, guess what? They can mandate you get the heebie-jeebie. Y'all know what I mean when I say heebie-jeebie or the Jim Jones juice, right?
Oh,
so
man, that's
people
great.
Don't, yeah, but if they don't see right now, there's a lot of people holding a line. There's a lot of people holding a line because they're patriots. But what happens when you start controlling the food when a piece of steak is $100 or it could be $500? Because right now they're trying to crash the economy. I don't know if you saw where there was money all in the streets, and it could have been $1 million, but it looked like paper on the streets. I think that was Brazil. No.
Venezuela.
I can't remember where it was. Yeah, Venezuela.
Yeah, because they're weaving things out of it.
Yes, where it was good. It could have been $1 billion, but it was worth nothing. So if they, you know, that's why they're trying to jack up this economy so bad, to where it's like Venezuela. And you know, it's hard, you know, you can't even get meat in Cuba unless you catch a rat. So that's one of the things that they're doing right in our face. So if they can control the health care, they can mandate that you get the heebie-jeebie or the Jim Jones juice. And if you don't get the Jim Jones juice, you can't eat. You can control a lion in a circus with fear and food. Same thing with an alligator. You can control an alligator from his birth as long as you've been the one feeding him. And that's the same thing that they're going to try to do, control people with food now. So it's going to be a food war coming.
Interesting. Awesome. Yeah.
It's
I can see that happening. That looks like that fits.
Well, remember, and you've been a friend of mine for a long time. In 2019 in August, I said there's coming a virus. I still have you can go back in my post. I talked about the virus before it came. I said that in August 15, 2019. I call it before it happens because I pay attention to the elites, not the peons, not the presidents. These guys are just peons. So we have to pay attention to
right.
what the elites are saying and the elites are doing.
Exactly.
Got any questions? But, you know, again, with this heebie-jeebie juice, I've been telling people that is satanic. It's satanic because we as Christians, we have what we call Ten Commandments. You know, go to the book of Exodus, we get our Ten Commandments. Well, the satanic culture, they have their Ten Commandments. Most people don't know. It's called the Georgia Guidestones. With the Georgia Guidestones, they have their Ten Commandments. And rule number one, they've been going for it. Bill Gates has been saying he's going to go for it. It is control is the population down to half a billion. That's about 90% of the people. And Billy Gates himself said, his favorite way to depopulate the earth is with the jab. So he said it like on five different occasions. His wife has said it. So if they're telling us what they want to do, why would I want to stick something in my body that's patent number is 2020-666? 666.
Exactly.
And see, people that say Christians say, well, it's got to go in your right hand or forehead. No, you need to read Revelation 13, 16, 17, and 18. One verse says right hand or forehead, but the other verse say, or the name. Then another verse say, or the number of the name. So just having the number of the name in your body is still 666. I don't want anything in my body. Well, first of all, somebody tried to attack me saying I don't know what I'm talking about because, okay, plenty of people have died taking the vax like Colin Powell. I mean, you fully vaccinated and you die of COVID. So people are like, ooh, how did he do that? You know, so conservatives were saying he got the juice and he died. So, of course, the liberals are saying he had other problems. He had other comorbidities. Well, if he got other problems, why take the juice that's going to jack you up in the first place? If you have other health issues, why take it? And so she said, I'm a nurse. Y'all are talking about something you have no idea. I mean, people are dying. People are saved, and people are saved by taking it. And so I had to, you know, and I have a person I call a number one, BJ. BJ said that somebody on your page is running wild. She just put, So when BJ comments on my page, I mean, check it out. So I went on there, and she was just chewing everybody up. And I had to break it down like this. I said, because she was telling people, pay attention to the death number, pay attention to the death number. So I said, I'm glad you mentioned pay attention. I said, you need to pay attention. I said, how many deaths were in the American Samoa? How many deaths? And I had to help her out.
Right, exactly. Got it.
From COVID.
Yep.
And then so I said, well, how many cases of COVID did the American Samoas have? And it was one case. And most people in America need to hear this. They can go online and Google American Samoa COVID deaths. They had zero deaths. They had one case. And Kevin, do you know why they had zero deaths and one case? What do you think?
I'm guessing it's something to do with their diet, maybe, or the fact that they didn't have CNN.
That's good. Well, here's the deal. Their diet is whatever their diet is. But over there, they can get a disease called LF. We know it as elephant's foot, but it's LF. And the way they get it is through worms. Now, once you get LF, you can't get rid of it. You just have your feet look like an elephant feet, and it's really bad and painful, scaly and everything. But they have what they call a preventiveness. What they do, they eat ivermectin like candy.
Oh,
everybody's eating ivermectin like candy, so they won't get LF. So the thing is, when people say ivermectin doesn't work, all you got to do is check out the American Samoa. Just Google American Samoa COVID death rate.
Wow.
They have zero deaths in the whole place.
Amazing. But it makes
and
sense.
They have one case of
COVID.
Yeah, but they eat ivermectin like candy to prevent elephant's foot.
But Doc, that's a horse dewormer. Ha, 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 ha. That's all you hear
about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a horse dewormer that won a Nobel Prize in 2015. And see how you said it was awesome because when, like you said, CNN controlling Negro news, when they control what you think, so here's the deal.
Right.
See, 90% of all the media is controlled by six corporations. Those six corporations are actually, when you go all the way down, it's controlled by the 13 satanic bloodline. So if 90% of the media has the same narrative, it doesn't matter how big the lie is, you just keep telling it. Simple people will believe it because they don't teach the Constitution in school. So most people don't know that the federal government doesn't have power over local states. We think when the federal government, you know, says a mandate or issue a warrant, you know, anything, it doesn't override the states. That's why it's important that your state have a governor like mine who understands their power, Ron DeSantis. I'm in Florida, and Ron DeSantis knows that he has the power over government. Is it making
exactly
any sense?
And we love you. Everybody loves your governor that doesn't live there besides Texas. It's amazing. Ron DeSantis is everybody's hero. He's just like, you know, the former president. He knows, just like we all know it. We older people, they don't teach that in school, but I know the shot.
I know.
You get the shot. It's anti-constitutional. It's against the Constitution. It's against our rights, our inalienable rights.
It's crazy. It's crazy, but what I do, I'm glad that people are standing up together. Because it reminds me of that TV show called A Bug's Life. Do you remember that show about an ant and grasshoppers?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, Ant, the one guy, he stood up against them, and the grasshoppers were saying, it don't matter, he's just one ant. But one grasshopper opened a soda bottle, soda can, and threw one seed. And said, "Did that hurt?" The other grasshopper said, "No." So he took it out, took another seed out, and threw it at another grasshopper. He said, "Did that hurt?" He said, "No." He took the top off, and all the seeds fell out at one time. Pitcher, he said, "But if that one ant convinced the rest, then we have a problem. If we stand together, you know, they say they're going to ban this company. They're going to mandate this. We all pull out. They don't have a company."
Right.
They don't have
exactly.
A company. And see, what's sick is most people don't understand a mandate. A mandate is only a mandate
exactly.
when you agree to it. Once you agree to it, that's what a mandate is. A mandate means nothing. Like
exactly.
I tell people, when I sell shirts, I sell Patriot gear, and I can go out there and say, "Hey, I mandate you buy my shirt." They look at me like I'm crazy because they understand the mandate then.
and selling your shirts, it's something you can wear. It's not going to go inside your body, and you don't know have any idea that you know what's in it or what the effects are. That's what gets me. Something as simple as that example is perfect because they're asking you to do something that's so invasive. You have no idea, and it's experimental. You can call it approved, but it's still not tested properly. And just talking about the mandates, like from the president can't make any laws. People are just going overboard to try to accommodate what he's saying. Well, it's not legal. That's why there's a lot of things going on. Southwest Airlines, shout out to them. The pilots made it happen. And Americans coming right along with them. Why? Because they realize this is dumb. Why would I lose all my half my people? It's not worth it. The hospitals are losing nurses and doctors. They know firsthand what's going on. They see it every day. Got to listen to the people.
I love how you said it's an experimental drug. All of our lives, all my parents, your parents, school, ads, they taught us to stay away from experimental drugs. Stay away from them, you know, especially, you know, my stepdad, he was a hypocrite. And when I was 16, I was growing me a little marijuana, a little plant in my room. I had it in the window. You know, the seed started growing. And it got up to be about 4 inches. And my stepdad walked in. I mean, not walked in, but he saw it. And we had to talk, like, "You can't be doing this. You can't be doing this right here." So I felt bad. I was throwing me a little weed in my window in the back of the house. And so I felt bad. You know what really got my goat with my stepdad? About a month later, because we didn't have a dryer, we had to go hang our clothes out in the backyard. Instead of taking that little weed and destroying it, he went out and planted it in the backyard, was going to smoke it for himself. He was a hypocrite. See, all these mandates are for the peons, but the mandate of the heebie-jeebie shot is not for them. They want you guys to take it. You better take it. You better take this. You better take this jab. You better take that. I don't want the Jim Jones juice. You can have mine. And if it works so well, why are you worried about me? If it works
exactly.
so
That's
well.
That's the weirdest thing.
Just crazy, man. This is absolutely crazy. Give out the number again in case somebody wanted to call in and have fun with us.
Yeah, anybody can talk. Last week I had Lucretia, she's busy tonight, Hughes, she dialed in as a guest.
Right.
Everybody, the number is 347-637-3942. I'm learning how to do this right. 347-637-3942. Talk to Doc.
Now, Kevin,
you've got a question. Yes.
Kevin, you know what's amazing to me is let's say – you know how they are mandating this Jim Jones juice. So they're mandating these soldiers get it, right? And if they don't get it by a certain date, they're going to basically, they won't have a job. Now they're mandating this drug on, you know, like you said, experimental drug, but we have clear evidence of Hunter smoking crack. But they won't do nothing to
right.
Hunter. See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, my dad was a hypocrite about drugs. Same thing with this government. They're hypocrites. They want other people to take something that who've been healthy, they've been keeping their body good and without drugs, but you want them to put something in them that's killing people. And this reminds me of the conversation that I was having with that lady on my page, because when I told her ivermectin, you know, the people in America, Samoa, they were eating ivermectin like candy, so there's zero deaths, and there's one case of COVID. But guess what? Dr. Fakey made sure America brought all of the remdesivir, all of it, and it has, a 54% death rate. So I was explaining, if
right.
you're mad at people dying from so-called COVID, get mad at the real number, because it's Dr. Fakey who's making sure they take that remdesivir, which is killing people. You know?
Whoa.
Check
yeah.
out the numbers.
Yeah.
Check out the numbers. That's what I'm saying. So when people have no idea how it works, they just see it's called Hegelian dialectic. Hegelian dialectic. Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution. We don't remember
yes.
when they said COVID first came out. You remember when COVID first came out? Do you remember what was happening?
I remember
okay.
people were saying they saw
okay.
yeah, videos of people dying in the streets.
Yes. You see Chinese people just standing there and falling dead. Oh, my God. That put the fear. Fear is fake evidence appearing real. Fake evidence appearing real. Fear. So it goes back to Hegelian dialectic. Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction. There's a boogeyman in your closet. You need, you know, in the house. You need to go to bed. But then mama come with the blanket, you know, to keep you from the boogeyman. You need to go
right,
to the
right.
boogeyman woman. So they're using a tactic called Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. And the sad part is liberals, they use. Now, conservatives or Republicans, we have maybe 20 playbooks, and we're not on the same play. We're not on the same I'm a football coach.
Right.
And my players out there playing, and everybody doing their own thing. So we're doing our own thing, not on the same page. We're not going to win like this. But they use a book called From Rules to Radical. And Hillary Clinton wrote her college thesis on that book. And Saul Alinsky wrote that book, and it was dedicated to Satan. But you can see every play that they use on us from that book. Blame others for what you're doing. Immobilize the target, focus on it, and keep false information on it. That's how they did Trump. They stayed on Trump for almost 3 years. Russian collusion, Russian collusion, Russian collusion. Trump said when he won, he was laughing. Everybody knew he'd say, Russia, Russia, Russia. Guys, you know what? If Russia, you need to find those emails, the media will reward you. Heavily. I mean, so they took that, twisted it. They took it, twisted it. They took it, twisted it, and said Trump was dealing with Russia. He was saying, hey, y'all find those emails, it's going to be awesome. That's all he was saying, but he was having fun. He was having fun. He was having fun.
Yep.
And they took it and created a whole two-year narrative. I think they wasted $45, $47 million. Ain't their money. It's one thing about liberals. They don't care. Ain't their money. Got me?
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, because guess what? This big, giant, bill is free. What's not going to cost us a thing? That kind of logic. You know, what kind of logic is that? Nothing in this life is free, especially a $3 to $5 trillion debacle. But as you were talking, we have a caller. Would you like to take a question from the caller?
Yes,
and this caller is actually from California, it looks like.
Okay. Wow.
Hello, caller.
Yeah, hi. How
Welcome
you doing?
Welcome to the American Legion Show. Great.
Thank you. Thank you. I had a question for Doc. At some point, I'm wondering if you could answer the question, at what point do we as Americans basically stop falling for all the falderal of the rule for radicals? Because that's the playbook they've been playing by now for easy the past 20 years, earlier. But, I mean, you can see it. At what point do Americans catch on and say, you know what, enough of this division through race, religion, creed, that's not America. So at what point do you think America will actually awaken? I'm not talking about the awoke crowd either.
I like this caller here. I really do appreciate you because it's almost getting, see, I also study the Bible too. It's almost getting to a point where it might not be any chance, but here's the deal. Here is the deal. Southwestern employee showed us, if we stand together, see, Jesus told us one thing, any kingdom divided will fall. So Satan knows that. So he's got us divided over here. Divided, divided, divided. I mean, again, conservatives can't even agree on picking a strong candidate. We have rhinos in the house. So once we understand who we are, because Jesus himself, you know, most people say, well, Jesus told us to turn the other cheek, and Romans 13 says obey government. No, it says obey governments that are there for evil people. But when you got an evil government, you don't obey evil governments. You know, especially when they're bringing in Trojan horses. But it's people like you who are calling in and saying, hey, you know, when do we do a Boston Tea Party? Here's the problem. I live in Jacksonville, Florida, and there was news on the radio, on the TV, and quite a few places that a satanic church is going to come and pray over City Hall. I mean, Jacksonville, Florida is the Bible Belt. Florida is the Bible Belt. I mean, you can find a church literally almost on every corner. So when they announced that this satanic cult church is going to go to City Hall and pray over City Hall on a Saturday at 11 o'clock, I just knew that the church would show up in force. I'm not saying this church, I'm saying the church. I mean, it should have been at least 1,000 people. Guess how many people showed up to stand against a satanic cult to pray over your city hall? Guess how many people showed up? How many would y'all say?
I would say disappointing. In a disappointed estimation, maybe 12.
What do you say, my brother, Kevin?
In the Bible Belt? Yeah, I'm going to say about, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 maybe at the most.
Eight showed up. You know why?
Eight.
Because most of them were saying, yeah. But when the rubber hit the road dealing with real demons, they were scared. They were scared. So the question you're asking is, when do we show up? The problem is most of them are scared. And here's the deal.
Yeah.
If you are scared to go battle, send help financially. Send the David. You know, David had to bring some food and just send help. If you're not a lion, and you know you're not a lion, because I had one lady, what irritated me, I had one lady was saying, hey, we got to go to the school board, we got to do all this right here, and we need to show up in force. And I'm like, great. And then so she sent me a picture saying, hey, we only got like 10 people here. So I said, well, what time do you go? Oh, I'm not going. I just want to make sure I get everybody else there. Don't do me like that. I'm not your puppet, so you can send me places and fight. I get it that I'm a lion, but I'm just because you're scared, don't be the one behind the scenes, you know, oh, I'm scared, but I'm going to tell you to go. No, that's not how it works. Once we realize once we realize so go America, your kids won't have anything. When you start thinking like your kids and grandkids, then per unction of the Holy Spirit, you're not worried about nothing else. But for right now, people say let's do it, but they're terrified because of fear. Fear. Okay. I'm sure you guys have seen TV shows about Africa with lions, right?
Yes,
of course.
What a lion does, his roar a lot of times puts fear in the prey. A lot of times, if they're not there together running in herds, running, if they're by themselves, a lot of times that roar paralyzes them. It's easier to grab something that's terrified and can barely run. If it's by itself,
right.
It's hard. It's easier to get. So they try to get the weak and the scared. And that's food. And see, that's what the enemy is doing to us, coming as a roaring lion. As not a lion, but as a roaring lion and putting fear in us. So we are paralyzed staying at home, and then we say, when are we going to fight? Don't do that to me. Come on. I like when people say, hey, let's go as a team because, okay, like I tell people, I'm a football coach. And how I became a football coach, the regular coach quit. So the commissioner saw me out there with my sons and some of the boys. He said, hey, doctor, we don't have a coach. Is there any way you can coach the team? I'm like, sure, it'd be fun. So the first year out of 15 games, guess how many games we won the first season? How many games do I think we won?
I would have no idea. Guesstimation.
I think you guys, 11.
The first season we won one game, and that's because the other team didn't show up. We were that bad. And so I had to use – we stuck. We were like the bad news bears of football. So what I had to do, I had to reprogram their thinking. I asked all the players, I said, who is your best friend on this team? And guess what happened? The white kid walked next to the white kid. The black kid walked next to the black kid. Whoever you can see, it was clearly a racial divide. And I said, guys, we will never win a game if we think like this is stinking thinking. The next time I ask you guys, who is your best friend on this team, you better say the team coach. And I started calling them champion. Listen here, champion. Why did you do that? Who is your best friend on the team? The team coach. I had to reprogram their stinking thinking. And out of 7 seasons, we won the championship 3 times.
I remember that.
We won it 3 times. Yeah, you remember my.
I remember
you
that.
You remember my timeline of because I've always talked about what's going on. I coach and all that. But here's the deal. That's why the TV show that's coming out that we're going to be doing on a conservative channel is going to be so important because we have to reprogram that stinking thinking because the team is scared. They're scared to fight.
Exactly.
Everybody wants to go out and. We need to go out and fight. Okay, let's do it. I got to work. My wife, that's kind of like what Jesus is saying. Well, okay, let's go do it. They were like, everybody has excuse. Well, I got to go marry. I got to marry. You stay home because y'all got stinking. But I'm telling you guys, on this conservative.
It's a good
channel,
thing the military's not like that.
Right. But am I answering your question, champion?
I'm here.
Yeah, am I answering your question?
Yeah. I think so. If I could say, you've touched on to something. I think as far as programming goes, Americans have been programmed now because that's what television is. Television's programming. Any type of propaganda. You're propagandizing the intended target. So. I think Americans have a lot more power than we're aware of. At least I am, you are, but a lot of Americans, they're asleep. They don't know just how much power they actually have if they just start standing up. If you've seen a lot of these protests over the vaccination mandate, Americans are realizing, hey, I don't have to do this. And all you have to do is have your voice heard, right? So I think that I think that's where we're at. And that was more, the question was more about that. At what point will Americans, I mean, I've been awake for quite some time, and I feel like everyone else is kind of coming late to the party myself. So, but yeah, you answered the question.
Well, I see it's people like you. I can tell you're a lion. I can tell you're a lion. But see, I'm going to show you how we as lions, a lot of times we don't even realize we're being programmed too, because a lot of times you hear conservatives, you hear Christians, we call liberal dumb sheep. Them dumb sheep. No. Let's stop calling them sheep, because Matthew 25, the sheep belong to God. They're dumb, but let's not call them liberal dumb. The liberals are goats. The Bible says the heart of the wise is to the right, but the heart of the fool is to the left. In the end, when he divides one to the left, that's Satan, and one to the right. Right? And I'm not saying that there's a Republican bash that's going to get you to heaven. But what I'm saying is we need to program our thinking and call the liberals either Judas goats if they're programming and leading others, or goats.
Well, that's
either
what
Judas goats.
That's what,
or goats.
That's what politically correct speech does. It basically redefines the meanings of words. So they
right.
take over a language, right? Via politicizing the language itself. So you can't say this and you can't say that, like they've done. I mean, to great effect, you know, that's what they've done. But I would say the best way is to not allow that politically correct speech pervasive in your life. You know, not to own it, because that's what the goats want you to do. They want you to start speaking their language, and in so doing, you become a part of, you know, their political agenda, their narrative.
I really like
okay,
you.
Caller.
I
yeah, I'm gonna put this caller on hold. We have three more calls coming,
okay.
So people are waiting
much,
to call
Doc.
In to talk to.
My friend, some kind of way, send me a Facebook invite, Drake Doc. That guy there, that was a sharp guy.
Yes,
I'm getting ready to break down something, because he just touched on something. We can get the other callers too, but he just touched on something. They program us with what they call us. They take Satan's group, takes something and twister and wicker it up. Okay, have you ever seen wicker furniture?
Yeah, we used to have it. I lived in the Philippines.
Okay, what does wicker furniture look like?
It's the I can't remember what they take rutan and wicker and they weave it all together around a rutan frame.
That's nice.
And they're tightly
together.
Okay,
so you take the word wicker, it's like to take a wax and twist it, or you take something and twist it up and you present it as something else. Now it's a chair that you can sit on. That's where we get the word wicked from. You take something, twist it up, and present it as something else. Now, let me show you something. Satan has took the most highly honorable title on the planet and wickered it up and made it the most detestable word on the planet. The word is, I'm going to spell it, N-E-G-U-S. N-E-G-U-S. It's niggas. And people think that's, you know, that's a bad name. No, it means king. It means king. It means king. But he has taken it and wickered it up, put that E-R in it, and now it's the most detestable word on the planet because it's wicked up, wickered up. It's wicked now. That N-E-G-E-R, and you call a black person that, it's fight time.
It's over.
But it was really in the original content, N-E-G-U-S, Negus, means king of Ethiopia. Look it up. Let's take some calls, brother.
Yeah, let's do that. Our next caller, let's see. Good evening. What's your name? Where are you from?
Yes,
can you hear
Atlanta?
Me?
Yes.
Atlanta?
Yes.
My name is Lana, and I'm from Indiana.
Okay.
I'm familiar with Doc Dre. I was wondering if either of you had heard Carlson on Fox. It was a week ago this past Monday, talking about what Biden had said in a speech to some workers. And it was the most atrocious thing I think I've ever heard. And I screenshot some of it, but you can go back in the archives and look at Tucker Carlson a week from this past Monday. And what he said, what he called the unvaccinated of the United States, Americans, tens of millions of Americans. Here's what he said. He said they are dangerous. This is Tucker Carlson. They are dangerous, he announced. They are diseased. They are dirty. They are unpatriotic. They are selfish. They are pathogens in human form. They have caused this deadly virus to spread to our children, to spread throughout our society. They burden the rest of us. They overcrowd our hospitals like a plague of swarming, gasping insects. They overrun our emergency rooms and intensive care units, Americans. And as they lie, they're ventilated, dying, reaping the rewards of their own sin. These miscreants leave no room for someone in need of a cancer operation. These people get no sympathy because they're barely people. The unvaccinated, wow. Biden told us, die their much-deserved death. But even as they die, they burden the rest of us. That's how horrible they are. They are barely people. Unvaccinated, Biden told us. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. They are horrible. They're subhumans in the records of nations. That is from Tucker Carlson a week ago this past Monday. Look it up in his archives. Listen to it. He started out talking about the airline walkout, and then he gave this. I about passed out listening to it.
What?
It's that incredible.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's that incredible. The president, well, he's not a president, but the person who calls himself the president of the United States could be that vindictive and that full of hate for tens of millions of fellow Americans is just the most incredible thing I think I've ever heard.
Well, to me, he's a professional squatter of the White House. I call him 46 asterisk because he didn't win. We know, first of all, he couldn't get 20 people on a podcast. He couldn't get 1,000 people at any event in a basement. Here's the thing. They're mad at us when we say he didn't win because they know we're telling the truth. So they're, again, they're wickering up the truth. They're taking it and wickering up because they control the media. When you control the media, you control the programming. And Nancy Pelosi mentioned it one time. They put the narrative out there, let the media pick up on it, and then they jump back on the narrative like it's true. And I appreciate your callers. I mean, this sounds like a friend of mine also, or Facebook, hopefully a friend. But she is wise.
Yes.
I mean, she saw through the baloney. She saw through the beguiling of Satan. And it's sad that some people hear what Biden said and like, yeah, I agree. Even if I don't like a liberal, I don't agree that none of that foolishness should happen to them. Here's what happened at one time. Yeah, one time a very, 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 very close person to me had COVID. And I told them what to get. I mean, they were down. It was bad. And I told them what to get. I said, hey, make sure you get ivermectin. And then it's amazing that the doctor gave her ivermectin. In 8 hours, she went from like, giving Jesus a high five to like, wow, I feel better. I mean, and then in 4 days, it was completely gone. I can tell my friends what to do, and I can tell everybody what they did in American Samoa, what they use over there, like candy. But yet they're mad because they're trying to tell us the effectiveness of a drug is on the ones who don't take it. I've never heard anything as stupid in my life. You take a drug,
yeah,
but it don't work because I didn't take a drug. That is doltish. D-O-L-T-S. Doltish.
Okay. I agree 100%. Yes. Yeah, it's just...
No,
so, Lana, how do you know...
Go ahead.
How do you know Dr. A?
I was going to say... Facebook.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted, you know, a lot of us, I've lost a cousin, a couple friends,
uh-huh,
people I knew from my hometown to COVID.
Right.
And to hear them call insects dying the death they deserve because of their sin, it's just beyond heartbreaking. Not to mention, I think it's just pure evil to talk
it's
about.
Pure evil.
I wouldn't even wish that on any liberal.
Right.
It's just evil.
Atlanta, it's pure evil because they tried to demonize, they tried to wicker up the real cure, ivermectin. They tried to make, you're taking that horse. That's horse medicine. Okay.
Yes.
It's been served over billions and billions of times and two deaths because people took it wrong. But just say the two deaths versus the now, I don't even know the actual count of the people who died from taking the heebie-jeebie. Jim Jones.
I know that number. It's 15,776.
Okay. Is that the Bears?
No, that's there's other people that track those. No, the Bears is not accurate. But I heard this earlier today. I tried to get my stats up for the show, so this is one of the stats I was able to use, so thank you.
I love it.
I know they on their website, they do say that the ones that are reported, it accounts for about 1% of the actual number because most people it's not reported. And last time thought I heard that the adverse reactions were over 700,000 in the U.S. alone. And then, of course, the U.K. has their own tracking system. And there's
here's the deal. We, as people who do a little research, know that all the test mice or rats died within 2 months. And what they say is that's basically a 2-year window. So the ones who didn't kind of fall off, see, the ones who die, they say, oh, he had some other problem. That's why he died. I mean, it was a list of people died, and some of them didn't have any problems at all. So they can't blame that.
Yes,
there's athletes
and
have passed
people
away.
Yes, and young kids. I mean, I saw one where it was a young man who was in college on a scholarship, athletic, and he took the shot, and within a day he had heart failure and died. Now, how does a kid, not even 20 years old, all of a sudden have heart failure? No, I don't. I think that it's one of the worst things ever unleashed on the world, and people need to take into account. It's not just the United States. It's the globe. It's a global, attack on all of us, this entire globe. And it's just, that doesn't pass by anybody's eyes. We got people that are rioting in Paris, 100,000 in the streets, shutting down Paris.
Wow.
Atlanta. All over the place.
We really appreciate you, Atlanta. You're amazing. I mean, super sharp. Thank you so much. We got like 10 minutes left, so I'm trying to make sure we can get some other calls. But again,
thank you very much.
You're awesome. Hey, send me a message so I can know who you are, because I love recognize people who are super sharp like you, because I love researchers. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Doc. Later.
God bless you, Angel.
We got another call, 856 area code. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Is this me? Am I?
Yes, you're
Hello.
On.
Hello, yes. Hi, my name's Brad. And my question is, recently having reviewed some of the recent federal court decisions that profess to give great precedential value to the Jacobson decision from 1906, I believe, regarding vaccines. And, you know, as if World War One didn't happen, you know, machine killing on the World War One battlefields, chemical weapons being invented and deployed, penicillin being invented, World War Two with mass crimes against humanity and genocide, causing the entire planet to basically agree that they had to get together and have these hearings. And in one of those hearings, they set forth the Nuremberg protocols with 10 principles about that must be followed by all civilized systems. And then seeing all those protocols get embedded at every single level of U.S. law, U.S. regulations, U.S. administrative policies, state administrative policies. And then they're further codified in Helsinki. And then they're in a couple Geneva conventions where they're just constantly saying informed consent. You have to have it. It's crucial to have. Helsinki even goes so far as to say that the liability, criminal liability and civil liability flows down to the person actually engaging in the forced medical experiment. But now to see all these federal courts now, it's like the final line of defense. And they're basically saying, you know, this 1907 Supreme Court decision before they even had penicillin somehow binds them, as if all this international law and local, state, and federal law that's basically articulated the importance from a human rights perspective, from a natural law perspective, from a constitutional law perspective, informed consent and the freedom of everybody to not be subjected to illegal searches and seizures of your body and also forced medical experimentation.
Right.
At what point, like, is our final line of defense just prayer? I mean, what do we – and again, the only weapon I ever pick up is a pen, and that's the only weapon I'll ever pick up. But, I mean, do you have any guidance about, like, what else do we do?
Well, prayer – I love – this is an amazing question. Prayer is the last weapon. It is the best weapon. Our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. But the problem is a lot of people – and this may sound crazy. A lot of people don't know how to pray. Jesus gave us the answer when we pray. First, you have to bind – he said, I've given you keys. Most people are not even using the keys. The keys are whatsoever you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. So first, you have to bind the strong man. Then you loose the blessings, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Sitkanu, all of the – you pray down what you need. But we're just, oh, God, we need your help. I get you. But let's use the keys. You can't get in if you don't use the – you got to bind the strong man first. And then we have to use non-compliance. It's only a mandate when we do what they say. I mean – it sounds bad. I thought Martin Luther King was awesome versus Malcolm X. Martin Luther King was noncompliance, which was awesome, but Malcolm X was more awesome now that I look back and study it, because what Malcolm X was saying, he was exposing the media. Malcolm X is a picture of him standing with a weapon, says, by any means necessary. My whole life, I thought he hated the white man. No, that picture of him standing with a rifle, he was getting ready to shoot his Muslim brothers for shooting up his house with his daughters in there. The media can take a good man and make him bad, and a bad man make him look good. We see that how they did Trump. 79% of professional black men love Donald Trump so much to where he had Trump ties. 79% of professional black men had a professional Donald Trump tie. Now, if he's a racist, why would I have a David Duke tie? We love the man. Until the media told us to hate him. But, again, 79% of professional black men had Trump ties. If you wore a tie back in the day, it was you better have a Trump tie. But now you mean to tell me that's the same guy who's a racist? I'm not buying it. But hopefully I answered your question. Hey. Is non-compliance and pray, but make sure we pray we pray and bombard heaven
you
with
made
Jesus'
a great...
name. Cause all the... Okay.
You made a great point, Doctor, basically the importance of linking and having passive resistance and noncompliance by the two greatest practitioners of passive resistance and noncompliance that one could argue saved in the 1960s, and it still, you know, echoes today. I mean, they were the experts. They basically gave us the winning solution. But to be careful to incorporate that with the reinforcement you get through prayer. Is that it basically?
Well, believe it or not, they're more with us than they are with them, but we just don't know that. Lord, open, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, open our eyes so we can see that team that we have with us, so we don't have to be a fearful warrior. Open our eyes so we can see that, I mean, we don't know the legions that we have standing with us. But the problem is they're standing there waiting for us. They're kicking cans, and we're not even putting them to work. One of the things that turns things around is when we praise. Praise confuses demons because you should be complaining and murmuring, but you're hallelujah, hallelujah. You're praising. Demons start attacking each other. That's like they did in the days of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat just started praising God. The enemies start attacking themselves. But understanding what we have, the thing is we don't understand what we have. We really don't. We don't understand our weapon. Mm-hmm. We haven't.
That's right.
When you go in the military, they make you study your weapon, know your weapon. The problem is our team barely knows our weapon. We don't know how to use it. How are you going to know how to use it if you don't even know what it is? But I like this caller here. Uh-huh. He asked, I mean, Kevin, you have some amazing callers.
This caller right here is Brad Geyer. He's an attorney. He used to be in the DOJ, by the way.
Oh, wow.
And he knows.
He's very sharp. I need
to
give him my number because I love this guy. Yeah.
Okay, I will
you,
do that.
I can tell he was very sharp. Very sharp.
Yeah, we all got to join together and cross-disciplinary expertise is the key. I'm short on the religious faith side. I need reinforcement and nourishment, and that makes me stronger here. And we have scientists that have gotten together, former military, and trying to basically create a collective brain to figure out a way to peacefully. And boy, Dr. Martin Luther King. Oh my gosh! In fact, I read the letter from a Birmingham jail. I have some clients that are sitting in jail and they shouldn't be. And I thought to myself, I got to read one of the greatest letters ever written. If people haven't read that out there, go pull it up and read it. It is a tour de force, man. That guy was great.
Well,
I'm going to hook you guys.
A second. Check this out. Hold on a second. I want to say something because both of y'all touching on something.
Sure.
Kevin, you've been in the Air Force, and he knows a lot about a lot, but he says not that much about the Bible. I appreciate you being honest like that. Kevin, can I ask you one question? If you go into war,
yes.
What's the first thing you must gain before you send the Marines in? Air superiority.
Yes, exactly. Marines have their own, but
prayer,
you know, it's the Air Force.
I see where you're going.
Prayer is your air superiority, and then you send in the troops.
That's right.
You're sending in the troops, they're going to get chased out like, what happened? So you have to understand that prayer is your air superiority. If you don't gain air superiority, that's kind of like Daniel was praying, but he was having a problem because he didn't get air support yet. And then Michael had to come down. Angel came down and said, hey, we heard you praying, but we had to get Michael to get air superiority first. And guess what? That area that they were praying for is Afghanistan. It's the Prince of Persia. Still, Fubar messed up that place over there, but the same principality now has air superiority back over Afghanistan. Joe Biden has made Afghanistan set it back as in the days of 9/11, 2001, before 2001, how crazy it was. Joe Biden put it right back in that predicament. But yeah, gain air superiority. Understand your prayer, not just, oh God, I need you, oh help me, oh no. You're praying to, I wouldn't want you, if I was your dad, oh daddy, I need you, please help me. What, dad, I need your help. What's going on, son? Boom, you got my undivided attention when you call me, and you understand. Don't call me Drake. I'm like, that's a transaction name. Dad, we gotta understand Abba. We don't understand Abba. We have no idea. A few of us do understand Abba. Man, your son call you Dad? You got my undivided attention. Appreciate the call, my friend. Let's do about three more minutes.
Thank you, sir. I benefited from it. Thank you.
Much love, my brother. Much love.
Yes, I got one more call real quick. It's Marine. Is this Doobie Walden? Who's the caller on right now? There's nobody's there. I don't see anything here. Well, we only have 3 minutes left, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, he's on. He must be on hold or something. So,
okay.
Yeah, this is beautiful. I like that. And I just want to really talk about – you're still here?
Oh,
he's here. Yeah, Doobie.
Oh, I thought you were on somebody else.
Oh, no. This is an angel
else.
Dad from Illinois. This is
I'm from Indiana.
Yeah. Indiana. Okay. So go ahead, ask your question real quick.
Oh, okay. You are talking to me. All right. I got a couple things I want to touch on real quick. Like with the COVID thing, I haven't had the shot because I have epilepsy. And I have medicines that I have to take, and I have a huge list that affects my medicines, which ends up swelling my throat shut to where I can't even breathe. And that's a bad situation for me, so I'm like a lab rat as soon as I take it. But my other thing, big thing, was like with these cargo ships, they're off California.
By design.
Kamala Harris went out. Where was she? Was she in Nam when she went public with it and said, telling everybody to buy their stuff early because we was going to have a shortage?
Yeah.
Well, they knew about all
that
about stuff then. They knew all about that stuff, all about this. So they as it shows everybody, when they know something's coming, they're not ready for it. They can't handle it. Joe Biden needs to pick up his circus stakes and go. I mean, he's going to ruin this place if we just keep letting him go.
Absolutely.
I totally agree. I mean, we got to have faith. I know that we have to have faith to conquer anything, really. But I don't know. It's just there's so many things that bugs me with DC.
Faith without works is dead. I mean, it's good to have faith.
Yeah, that's true.
But we have to have some works with it. It's people like all these callers who understand what's really happening. We have to each one reach one. Stop trying to reach the masses. You know, one of my friends is going to a black event. He's like, Doc, you can sell your shirts there. And everybody. No. I don't try to win crowds because demons love to try to, you're speaking and you're on their territory. You never try to go. My big brother was such a fighter, but he would always say, never go fight somebody on their porch. You gotta be smart.
Okay.
I don't want to go to a black event.
In your own yard.
I don't go to a black event and try to sell Trump gear. That, you know, you got to be wise. Wise as a serpent, yet harmless. You know, Jesus told us to go buy weapons. That's to protect yourself. But you don't go, y'all got to realize, you don't go antagonize a demon. You don't go pick on a demon.
That makes it stronger.
The book of Micah said even the archangel Michael didn't try to call out Satan. He just, what Michael said is the Lord rebuke you. You don't pick on, don't go over there, stop picking on Satan and the demons, and you ain't fasted and prayed up in the first place.
Right.
So we have to use wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, but faith with works. But we have to understand our script. Our team, they call us conservatives. I don't know why, because I don't. It's kind of like if you coach a game and you playing conservative, you're gonna lose. But we all have to be on. I get what they're trying to say, but I personally believe a leftist has given us that title so we can always play conservative, because when we're supposed to do something like with Hunter, we didn't put him in jail. Hillary, we didn't put her in jail. We're playing conservative. We can't win playing conservative.
No, we can't keep letting them
fighter.
Walk.
Right. But when they control everything, they play aggressive and hard. They put them in jail. Boom. They put people in jail for January 6th that wasn't even in the building. They play aggressive
right.
and hard. But we play conservative. We have to understand our playbook. I tell people to start with the book of James. God will ask you a question. What do you want from me? When you're reading the book of James, God say, what do you want? You tell God, I want wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I want to understand your script. I don't want to just be at some book I'm reading, spooky book. I want to understand it. God will give you that. Then read the book of Psalms 119, and it's going to be the hardest chapter to read. Psalms 119. Every eight bars, it's a key in the spirit realm given to you. But you're going to realize, man, every time I try to pick up Psalm 119, I get sleepy. Demons don't want you to read that after you've asked God to give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, because you get all those keys. Now you see how the Bible opens up. You'd be like, whoa, I just read that. I never saw that there before. It's so profoundly simple. Wow. Amazing. But I got to get out of here.
Doc's got to go. Caller, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I love the show. It's great, Kevin. Great.
Thank you.
Meet you, Doc.
I appreciate you guys so much.
I'll be there.
There's a TV show that's coming out. You'll hear a lot more about it. The show is called The Now. You know, we're gonna be counteracting when The Real and The View, when they take things and twist it and wicker it up,
yeah.
You gotta take it back and
straighten
give you the truth. Straighten it out and give you the truth, because the truth will set you free.
Do we need to?
Wicked information will get people twisted off. That's how Eve got in trouble, because the fact checker in the beginning was Satan. Did God not say he's fact checking? And then he took the truth and twisted it. He wicked. That's where we get the word wicked from.
Yep.
He gave her wicked information and beguiled her, tricked her. Same thing still happening. He takes the truth. Most people barely understand the Bible now, because the Bible's not taught in school. Prayer's not taught in school. You go to church a little bit and get a little bit. Man, that Bible is a good, powerful book. It's a playbook, but we're not using our playbook. We're using all other kind of books and trying to find information on how should we fight, how should we. We're not even on the same page. We don't even know that there are 66 books in the Bible. We don't even know how to pray. I'm just saying, our team.
Right.
The enemy don't need to pray, because they're on the same page. Divide, kill,
that's
destroy.
True.
Kill, steal, destroy. Kill, steal, destroy. Divide, kill, steal. Race tactic. We see their play. We see it coming, and it still works. That's kind of like a pitcher saying, I'm going to throw a curveball. And he throws the curveball, and he still swings at it. I'm going to throw a curveball again, and he throws a curveball, and you swing it. And he keeps telling what he's going to do. We know what they're going to do. Divide, kill, steal, destroy. I get ready to get off, but one lady asked Alan West, so are you black? Are you black? First of all, are you black? What's your race?
Why is she a matter?
And he's like, whoa, slow down. I would have ate her lunch. I said, first of all, ma'am, you need to slow that tone down, because you want respect, and you're not going to get it that way. And if you want to know what race I am, I'm from the human race. I care about everybody. Because it's not what color of your skin is going to get you in. It's the color of your sin.
Yeah.
Guys, I really appreciate you guys so much, but I got to get ready for my next show. It's going to be
right.
on Unite America First with Will Johnson. The show is called Let's Talk About It. Unite
so Will
America
Unite.
First. Of course,
yes.
Brother.
All right.
Yes.
So thank
great,
you, Doc.
Great,
we appreciate you coming.
Great question.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have the two callers that I have still on here. We're going to talk after you leave. We have 20 minutes left. So thank you, Doc. We appreciate it. You're awesome, and I appreciate – and good luck on your new your show and everything. And thanks for the sermon. We appreciate it.
Oh, man, sorry. I hopefully I didn't preach at nobody. I just wanted to share the good news. The good news is we in the back of the book we won.
Yes, and, Doc, remember, President's rating is at 28% now. So things are going in the right direction.
Hey, you guys keep shining, man. I appreciate you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey,
take
also,
care.
Go to my page. Hey, real quick, I do sell shirts. One of the shirts, it's about the CDC. It's got the Three Stooges on it. Back at the CDC. Yeah. So go to my page, Drake Doc, and go down my post. Y'all can see my shirt. See, back at the CDC, the Three Stooges, and it says, proudly unpoisoned, and one of them say, if Nancy Pelosi is drowning, what do you do? First, do you blame Trump? Do you tell her back? You know, just it's my stuff is funny, but it's actually on point. I appreciate you guys so much. But go to Drake Doc and send me a Facebook invite. Drake Doc, I think it's a picture of me with Terrence Johnson. I can't remember which one it is. All right, guys.
I'll check it out.
Yes,
I'm out of here.
Yes. All right.
Much
peace.
Love,
thank you.
So, guys, okay, yeah. So you're from Indiana. Have you called before? I think I remember.
No, this is my first time calling.
Okay.
I was first time
all
listening
right.
Last week. I got a late jump
okay,
on it.
Okay, awesome.
A little bit. I got grandkids
so
here.
Happy.
So.
Okay, very happy to have you here and to join in. Doc's a great guy. So,
yeah, he
so,
sounds pretty good.
And we have, Brad, are you still on? I don't know. Maybe he's just listening. So, yeah, we have another caller come in, and we're all going to just talk together.
Yeah. Okay.
So, hey, could you speak closer to the phone? Oh, okay, he just dropped off. So it's you and I. So what's your name again?
Mike. My name's Mike.
And, Mike? Okay.
I go by D-O-G a lot.
D-O-G? Is that your last name?
No, it's just more of a nickname, really.
Okay. Well, that's cool. So, let's see. So, Brad's not back. So, I like the way you think. I like, you know, how you bring these things up and you're talking about, you know, this is one thing I would never get the vaccine if I had the situation you're in. I wouldn't get it anyway, personally, but you got to look out. Everybody's different. And I had a really bad reaction back in 2013 where I almost lost my life, potassium loss. Since then, I don't take any medication from anybody because I learned a lot of medications will hurt you. If you're not careful, you have to be your own doctor.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on Dilan. I've got this back since I was like 1985, I think, when I first came down with it. I'm 58 now. But I've had it for over 30 years, really. I mean, so I guess it goes farther back than that. But,
right.
They've had me on some medicine for epilepsy when it started. And over the years, we've tried, you know, a couple other things to settle it down a little more and stuff. And then some things just go bad. I had back surgery at one point, and during the surgery, they pumped morphine in me and found out that I couldn't have morphine. I was on the table. My throat started swollen shut. So it gets a little scary.
Wow.
It's pretty rough when you're coming out of them because my brain wakes up before I get control of my body back.
Oh, yeah, that would be
scary. People are talking to me, and I'm trying to talk to them, but I can't talk. I'm having a hard time breathing, and I don't have control of my body, so it did get scary. Yeah. But there was something.
So let me
else.
Ask you a question. Oh, okay, go ahead.
Well,
my question is, what do you think about the president's rating?
My president's rating? Oh, I like the way it's going.
Okay.
It's heading the right direction, that's for sure. The farther down it goes, the better I'm with it.
Well, I've never seen
numbers.
It
that
low in my lifetime. Right. I've never seen it this low
either.
Ever.
I'm not even sure
and now the
economy went down to during Watergate. He might have him beat.
I believe that. I totally believe that. And because, you know, people are starting to see this is not working out. Look at all the price. We went shopping last week, and the price of food just skyrocketed on everything. And, you know, gas and everything.
And it's going to get worse. I mean, they're telling everybody it's going to get worse.
Right. And pretty soon meat's going to be an option that you can't afford. It's just getting to the point where you have to make decisions that you never had to make before. Can I afford, you know, to take this trip down to Florida, which we might be planning here, and, you know, next month, can we afford that? The gas is going to be probably going to cost $500 to $800 for that trip. We don't know.
Well, everything's going to be more.
Right. And then, and at that point,
your
it could
food,
be worse.
Whatever you do, everything but breathing.
Right. Well, they're going to come up with a tax for that, too. Got the breathing tax. Well, you never know. You just don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
People have plans.
Put things in there. You don't know. It could be. There was one thing in that one of those bills, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, I couldn't. It'll probably upset some people. I don't know. But my way of thinking is, a man goes with a woman, and they stay what they are. And there was a thing in there for adults who were trying to figure out what sex they were, and they were having problems with it. This was like actually one of the bills, and that's what they were sending out a bunch of money for. And even then, a lot of this stuff isn't directed. It's more like sent out like in the name of a folder. Like, we're going to send this much money for this. We're going to send this much money for that, this for that. But nothing's broke down in it. I mean,
right.
Very far.
Exactly. So, and you're never going to know everything in that bill.
Yeah.
And they keep it that way.
We'll never find out. It's crazy.
Late.
Everything's
secret.
We can
cut out now. Right. Yep. And there's cutouts for everybody. They say that's going to go to this institution or this, you know, cause, and then it doesn't. Because it's a kickback to people who vote for it. And I'm happy what's going on now. We've got two people who are not going to buy it. They're not going for it right now. And they're trying to negotiate with them. And in America, you have a constitution where your elected official represents your state, and they should have whatever they vote for is what it should be. I mean, that's just the way it is. You can't bribe them or force them, coerce them to make that decision. And this is exactly what the Constitution is against. It's a representation.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a dictatorship. And that's what I find to be, and it's out blatant in the open. And while we'll keep negotiating, that means they're going to keep hitting them over the head until they make the right decision. That's what that means. Because they don't care what you think. They want to get their stuff passed no matter what. No matter what it takes, and it's more important than what you think or your rights, and that's the scary part. That's the same thing with the mandate we were talking about earlier. The president cannot make law.
I seen one video this morning, and I'm not even sure where it was. I think it was a fire department, actually. But a lot of those guys that were giving it up because they wasn't taking the jab, and they all walked up to this building, and on the steps, they set their boots, their work boots. They got when they started their shoes, you know, whatever they had been wearing during their job. They went up and set those on the steps because they were done.
I saw that. That was a sad, you know, that's their career. It's not just a job, you know, like people don't understand that. And Lori Lightfoot is out there. Oh, man, she's brutal. She's taking away their pensions and everything. It's like, what is wrong with you?
Oh, Beetlejuice.
How can you do that? How can you treat somebody that way that serve and keep your society safe, your city? It's everything about that. It's everybody.
It's heartless.
Firefighters,
it's heartless is what it is.
You're going to take away their ability to have, like, you know, unemployment and taking away pensions? That's not her money. She can't do that. That's dictatorship.
No.
Just like Sununu I can't remember where he is, Governor Sununu, Chris Sununu. He arrested people that he disagreed with him in some kind of meeting last week. Total dictator.
Really?
And this is the other thing. You know, I always say this.
How
is just because your dad was
being allowed to get away with it?
They had cops, and, you know, it's a big thing. People are, like, fighting against. If you fight against them, like in that meeting they were in, the police are way in there. He'd nod his head, arrest them. And they'd arrest him. They'd take him outside. I mean, how does it get that bad?
How would
it's
he have that
free
power?
Or die state. He doesn't. But his son, I mean, his
well,
police guy, whoever
it
they
to
were.
Him. Is it
security.
The people that's giving
yeah.
it to him?
The security
I mean,
people.
Is, we got to wake up.
Law enforcement. Right. Right. And like I always say, just because your dad was Johnson Nunu and he was the governor of the same state doesn't mean you have to be just like New York. When you put those
yeah.
kids that grew up in that kind of environment and everything was handed to them, then they become – they're out of control, you know, once they become whatever governor or whatever they become because they don't have a normal lifestyle. Everything is out of platter, and then now they become dictators. Dangerous people to put just because your dad was there, just like Chris Wallace versus his dad. You know, come on. You're not the same person.
Yeah.
Because your dad was in there, it got you – opened the door for you to be there. I'm not going to say that. I mean, it looks like not, it's
it
not true
have.
In every case.
We don't know we weren't there, you know. So.
Right. It's not true in every case. But, you know, I've seen that pattern, just like Pelosi and her nephew and nepotism. And, you know, they're all selected off same, you know, gold calf and everything. And they want to keep that power. And it's not necessarily them. It could be the parents. It could be somebody else in the family. Who knows? But those kind of things, very – as soon as I saw, you know, who his last name was, like, oh, no, this is not him. It's another part of the family. And, you know, that's going on here in Ohio, too, with DeWine. He's trying to get his relatives promoted, and he's got to be attorney general. He's got to be the governor, and he's also got to be whatever comes next, the senator. So, I mean, it's just like, give us a break. Just, you know, I think if you're a senator for 4 years – that's cool, but why do you have to be the governor now? And then you got to hit everything that Ohio has. It seems like let's put some new ideas in there. And the things he does, you know, I was like, I thought he was more conservative until COVID came, and I just don't know. I mean, he's going along with. One of the things I don't like is that he used $7 or $5 million to bribe people to get the shot. And guess what?
Oh, yeah. It was given
that $5 million came from the governor. So, yeah, and then he gave five people, like, tuition, full tuition. But here's what happens. Here's the problem. That money was given by the government to help people with COVID, and it didn't help anybody. It actually gave the split between – I mean, how many people could that have helped? $5 million to five people. So I think that's a misuse. I did see an article about that being a misuse of funds, an abuse of funds that's supposed to help other people and encouraging people to get shots. Is that the goal? Or is it helping people that are actually in trouble, people that need the money? Right, right. And that's exactly what it was like a bribe kind of thing. And it worked. A lot of people went out and got it. But at the same time, that's not what that money is for. If you want to get it, make it a choice. Don't coerce people. That's my only issue with that.
Don't force them. That's not America. You're trying to force somebody to do it. That's not America at all. That's not why we're here.
Exactly. And I believe that 100%. Everything should be a choice because your unalienable rights tell us that God was written into the Constitution and you have your own rights, your own personal freedom, liberty, you know, and the pursuit of happiness. Nobody else. There is nothing in there that protects you from any kind of public safety thing. There is no public safety clause. It's about the individual.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that's why
if everybody followed the book, we wouldn't need it.
Right.
If
right.
everybody lived by the book, it's a direction for life. It's like a layout,
right?
Map or whatever.
That's right. It sure is.
It has to be followed, but. It's gotten to the point where it's crazy, and I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to get scared that something's going to end up happening. I remember the '70s and in my junior high school, there was, black and white people got along in my junior high school, but there was one day I was unlocking my bike from the fence, and I seen, a lot of black students that gathered up at the back of the school, and all of a sudden they went running over to this area where some white people hung out, where they smoked every day, you know, when they got out of school and stuff. And I had seen them chase one guy around the house and swing this garden stick thing. It almost got in his back of his neck. That guy ended up tripping, so this other guy got up to the house and started banging on the door and ended up getting in time. But, yeah, there was some bad fights there at that school. I know it was, and like I say, a lot of us got along, but there was some of them that had the black and white issue, but this ain't a black and white issue. This is American D.C. now.
It is.
And
definitely.
And how do we fight D.C.? I mean, we can go out and shout and everything else, but it's like the other side of the fence wants to go out and burn buildings and all this stuff. And, oh, it's a mild protest. There, you know, there's not.
Right. I think
go out and fight that.
I think you do exactly what Southwest did. Doc Drake was kind of leaning toward that. Look what they did. We have the power. You can do it one company at a time. A lot of these, like I heard that some nurses that were fired were actually extended because they didn't have the manpower, the woman power for, you know, a hospital in New York. Or maybe it was
that's
Boston.
Getting bad.
Anyway, people are
going
to feel those. Okay. People are going to feel this big time, and they're going to be upset. The customers are not going to like this when they find out what happened or what's going on. But just like Southwest, an American is next, Texas, Florida, we're not going to do it. It's not constitutional. People need to stand up. People need to know their Constitution, because it's just plain as day. This is not legal. There's no legal basis.
Well, it's not being taught in school anymore.
No.
It don't seem like.
You know, we got congressmen and senators that are fighting this too. And a lot of unions, if it's really, you know, supposed to happen, then how can the post office, the people who touch everything for everybody every day, all day, how can they be exempt? If the theory is true, the vaccine works, which I know it doesn't, then how can they be exempt? How can Congress and the Senate and all the people that are somebody's be exempt? And they're not playing the game. They're not in the game.
No, they're doing it on their own. They don't have our approval to do it. They're just doing it.
Right. But the fact that they can't make laws, and this is going to come back, wait in the next few weeks, you're going to see a lot of lawsuits. And the people who got fired, you're going to see a lot of people win big time because there's no basis behind this mandate. And like Doc said, the mandate is a mandate.
I hope they get a good judge.
It's not a law.
I hope they get a good judge. Yeah. There's a lot of judges that are twisted.
Yeah, there are. Well, this is the end of the show, and I appreciate you hanging around, Mike, and you call back anytime. I appreciate having
another patient
on.
I'll be back next week. I love the show, man.
Thank you so much. That makes me feel great.
Yeah, I'll be advertised billboarding for you.
Thank you so much.
I'm on Facebook.
Look me up on Facebook. Thank you so much.
I'm already on there.
Oh, are you? Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll pay attention to that. Thank you so much. You have a good night.
You too. Right. Thank you.
So that's the show in the can. Another one. This is the Patriot Nation Radio, American Legion show. And we'll be back next week at Wednesday at 7 p.m. And glad to have our guest, Doc Drake, on. And remember, America first. Ohio, whatever state you're in, that's who you fight for. That's what we got to do. We have to band together to be successful and fight the evil in the world. Everybody have a good one. Thank you. Goodbye.